It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. The economy in the U.S. is not good. It's not good at all. Situation being of with the Putin going into Ukraine. I was wrong about that. He went in, danced right in there, and he's making a lot of mess. We'll see where things are. Actually, this is March 15th, 2022. We'll see where things are a week from now. It could be very, very interesting. But in the meantime, gas prices have started to level off today. Note that the gas prices actually went down the last 2 days. But note how the gas prices at the actual pump went up on the same day that the commodities market also went up. Today, the commodities market goes down, and the gas prices have not gone down. Hopefully, we see a difference here in the next 24 hours. But I doubt it. But we'll see. But this all means one thing very clearly, and that is high gas prices it's a bowling ball going and bowling down pins, right? 100,000 of them, because it starts to have a domino effect, if you wanted to put it that fashion too. But it's going to mow down all sorts of problems that have been creeping up as these narrow-minded viewpoints. Ooh, we got to get, everybody needs $15 an hour a week wages, and we need this. We got to stop driving fast cars and using so much gas, and we need all those little things, all those little petty things are now monstrous problems for us that cost every single person. People are going to lose jobs. They are right now, and we're going to have inflation is happening. It's going to get much worse, and we're just no way out of a recession right now. It's not going to be fun at all. We don't have a strong country as we used to. We used to have a country that was strong and it had strong ideals of itself and the country and being successful and motivated and initiative. All that has winnowed away, and we have a lot of very weak people. And when you take all that away from them, what do you end up with? Crime, almost certainly. And that usually also means there's a lot of violence and there's a big mess coming. Things do look mighty dire, and this does all fall on Joe Biden's shoulders. He could right now reinstate America's commitment to oil as Trump did and drop prices a dollar easy, if not more. But he ain't gonna do it. He's the most hypocritical of any president I think we've ever had. As I point out in another podcast, you know, it was a Tuesday. He was at the climate change conference last year and made a speech in which he said, we need to stop building roads. We need to stop having cars. We need to stop emissions. Wednesday, he was back here in the state signing the infrastructure bill to create more roads, to have more cars, to have more emissions. And no one said anything. In fact, I just saw another Democrat on Facebook state how important the infrastructure plan is. At the same time, they're talking another post talking about how important it is to save our environment. You can't be for both. You're for one, but not both. This kind of hypocritical thing is really a problem, especially when basically Biden's serving other masters than America. That is a problem. As inflation continues to go up, this is going to make it very difficult for people to be able to pay their bills. But it also makes it very difficult for businesses to keep employees. Why? Because they've been pushed to go to $15 an hour. Well, if they have to keep to that, then they have to start letting people go, which means they have less employees, which means they have less service, which means they go out of business. So this, all of this is, and the whole $15 an hour thing was not about getting people to $15 an hour. Everyone knows that's ridiculous. It was about trying to get rid of small business because small business can't do it, and giving the upper reins to the giant corporations like Walmart and so on to be able to run things. If the chains were loved the idea of $15 an hour because they knew the small businesses would shut down, that gives them more business. As I continue to point out, involving my work I do in Florida about history and travel, that we have continuously, especially during the virus hysteria, lost so many businesses, small businesses, because they couldn't stay open. And Walmart's business then went up, not down. That's true for all the chains. So we lost a lot of small businesses. I could rattle off a list of them. A lot, not a lot. a number of them were over 100 years old. A few of them were over 100 years old, but they're all over the place. And I tell people, please shop your local stores as best you can. They're charging more, but they got to, because these efforts have been to try to keep them out of the small businesses, and we need to try to keep those alive. The giant corporations used to be just here based in the U.S. Most of them aren't anymore. They're based overseas, which is kind of getting into another issue. And that, which I'll tie into this, which is that as inflation goes up, the Fed has some things they could do here. And what they're going to obviously do is kick up the interest rates, which then makes it harder for people to buy homes or buy anything of significance and be able to save money and so on and so forth. Again, this is causing more trouble and more pressure. As the interest rates go up, that's how we're going to head to a recession. All of that is leading to us, again, going back and being forced into more cheaper places. What's cheaper? Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Walmart. Where's most of their products coming from? China. So we end up helping out our worst enemy on the planet, and that is China, who is the threat, as I said in my last podcast, the one to really be watching right now, because they are a threat, and they could easily cross the country. Look, if you're going to invade the country, the United States, what border do you want to cross? If you want to invade the U.S. and take over, what border do you cross? The West Coast. They're a bunch of namby-pamby nothings over there. They're just going to say, oh, shucks. Oh, peace, man. Here's some flowers as they get mowed down right and left. So we're ripe for picking. No better time. We have extremely weak president, extremely weak economy. We're in bad shape. Unfortunately, the world is not in good shape. Again, why Russia and China are going to town. I kind of talked about that in the other podcast I posted yesterday. But be that as it may, we do, as we are seeing ourselves in such situations involving finances, there are things we need to be thinking about. And that is, don't clear the shelves, but if you're listening to this and you have a little extra cash, ain't a bad idea to buy a few things that you might need a year from now. Because two things a year from now. One is they're going to be more expensive, that's almost certain, but they also may be gone. So think about that. You need to be thinking about the future. As I always say, never think about the moment. When you're saying the word moment, as soon as you say mo and you get to ment, mo is already in history. The ment is now in history when you finish that T. So moments don't exist. You can't live for the moment. That is garbage, and it's all caterwauling being done by large corporations. So you think you have to do something for yourself, and the selfish me-ism. I'm okay, you're okay, all that Robert Ringer garbage. So you need to be thinking about the future. We know that almost certainly we're going to a recession. I don't see how we get around that now, because we're unfortunately, like it or not, we're stuck with Biden till 2024. So we got some time on our hands here, and we're going to a recession. I don't see Biden turning around anything. And then if something tragically happens to him, his replacement's going to be far worse, which of course would be Harris. And her replacement would be even worse. So, I mean, there's no good sighting here of leadership going on. It's up to us individually. We need to be doing that, working together with our neighbors and our friends and trying to make ourselves bat down the hatches of sorts, because dark days are ahead. I'm sorry to say it, but dark days are ahead, and we need to be prepared for them. I don't see how we get around that. Folks will be losing their homes. I may lose my home. Things may happen. It's going to be very tough. So, if all it takes is someone getting a little sick or something going wrong or an accident or whatever, it's something to lose everything if you weren't otherwise on the brink anyway. Most people in the U.S. these days aren't saving money. Most don't get pensions anymore. Most aren't getting paid much. Most are service jobs. The white-collar workers have vanished to thin air. And it has to do with how we've handled ourselves in this country. We've decided to become a service economy and not have our businesses be based here and working here and supporting them. We didn't support them. They go away. So they did. Now look what we got. Service jobs all over the place. They don't pay much. So how do you save money? You can't. So what do you do when there's trouble? You're stuck. I would recommend something. The more you can know and understand pioneer life ain't a bad idea. I'm not saying we're going to be in that position, but the more you understand that, the easier it'll be to handle some things you may not be able to have here. I'm not saying it's going to get that tragically horrible, but it just makes it easier to understand it, so you're better able to be prepared to do without here or there, because you may be finding yourself in that position, because there's definitely going to be some job loss here. I don't see how you get around that. It's going to be pretty bad. 2024 is going to – so we're going to have a election here in 2022 that's going to bring about almost certainly a big wave of Republicans. But that is not going to be enough to turn this tide. It's going to basically make it's going to make Biden a lame duck, because I think his own party's going to turn against him. So he's stuck. And then it depends on where. Then we'll have elections, basically starting on the next day after this year's 2022 elections. The 2024 elections will start, and then people will be really working toward that. It will be interesting if there is any effort to try to use the 25th Amendment involving Biden. But again, that's not getting us in a good spot at all with Harris. So Harris is really sad. I'm very disappointed someone could be this bad, but she is this bad. And seeing how it just shows that you can't choose people because of, abstract ideas. It doesn't work. You have to look at people's accomplishments and their abilities. We keep picking the shiny object. We have not had a actually experienced presidential candidate. I mean, I'm not a fan of Bill Clinton, but he had some experience. Bush really had, he was a governor, but he wasn't a good one in Texas. He just kind of went through things. And Obama was a mess. He had a useless life, and he basically did that as president. Biden is doing what he's been doing 50 years, and people all said, well, I didn't expect Biden to do that. Biden's all about Saudi Arabia. How about that? Didn't know that. Yes, if you followed him as I have, he's all about Saudi Arabia. He loves that place. He loves those people. He's always supported them. He still is. This is Iraq. That's another podcast. Anyway, so just batten down your hatches. Be careful. Be prepared out there economically. I wouldn't be making any big expenditures if you're able to do that. And be prepared to help your neighbors and your friends, because it's a year from now, we're probably looking at some pretty rough times with high inflation. I don't think gas prices will be probably this high. Maybe they will. Maybe it'll be higher. If they are, then we are in dark, very dark days. But I like to hope they drop a bit. And it's still, there's no way out of the recession, I see. So we're get prepared for as people start to looking for new places to go. We're going to see crime go up. There's no way around that. Especially we used to have, back when we had bad economic times, we had a society that was, we cared about our neighbor. We cared about people around us. We worked together. We felt responsible. Not anymore. It's out. Everyone's out for oneself. The problem with the me generation, the problem with Robert Ringer and Dr. Wayne Dyer, is that if you're only looking after yourself, that means you're more likely to kill a guy beside you just so you exist. And that's what we're seeing in society here in the U.S. is people who are willing to kill each other just to be able to get ahead. That ain't good as compared to working together. All this peacenik stuff was all garbage, because that's not the mindset of people. It's stuff they'll do at some festival, but when it comes time to really work with folks, it's rare to occur. And those who do it, my experience has been those who do it are typically Republicans, not Democrats. As someone who's been through some pretty tough times, it's always been Republicans who've come to help me, not Democrats. There have been a few, but mostly all Republicans. Okay. But let's see what happens. I'm sorry to give such dire news, but I'll stop here. That's the state of our economy, I believe, and I like to hope things get better. But I always say keep your chin up, keep thinking good thoughts, even as things go bad. I don't mean I'm okay, you're okay, or the me generation. I'm just saying that try to be optimistic so you keep yourself going and you keep your engines charged, and always reach to try to do the best you can despite circumstances. And if circumstances get bad, that doesn't mean you stop trying to do good. That means you start trying to do even better. So get to work, as they say. Hang on, this is going to be a bumpy ride. A year from now should be interesting. I thank you so much for listening, be a part of things, and you all take care out there. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't